to an original Sounds Publishing recording. All rights reserved. This is obviously new territory for him. This gorgeous young man, all erect and firm, desperately wanting me. But I won't let him. Not yet. I want to exert my control. I want to use my years of experience to give him a moment he won't forget. Why he decided to go this far with me, I have no idea. I must be a good 20 years older, and whilst my come-ons to him were sincere, I never thought for one moment that he'd call my bluff. But now, here he is, round at my house, on a bright Tuesday morning. We talked for over an hour, both of our hearts beating with excitement. Thinking we knew what was going to happen, but neither of us really sure. And so I made the move to kiss him. Oh, he tasted so good. Why is this young man kissing me? Am I going to get this virile, fit athlete to fuck me? Or is he just teasing me? He reaches a hand inside my blouse, touching my breasts slowly. I can feel his erect dick through his trousers, pushing against me. He lowers his head and unbuttons my blouse, his tongue moving slowly over my tits, then onto my nipples. Oh, all hard and erect. Oh, making slow circles around them. I reach inside his trousers, inside his shorts, and slowly stroke his balls. Oh, his body quivers slightly, almost jumping with each movement I make. Oh, he groans as I move my fingers between his balls and his arsehole. He's willing me to push my fingers into him, and I will, but not yet. This boy has to remember this feeling forever, when he's fucking his young, nubile girlfriend. He'll remember me and what I did to him. She may be beautiful, svelte and blonde, but I'm gonna take him to a place he can only dream of. He called my bluff, now I'm gonna call his. Oh, his hands move over my stomach. Oh, nervously searching southwards, almost afraid of what he'll find on this old woman. I'm not old and certainly don't feel old, but to him, well, I'm more than old enough to be his mother, and I know there's a part of him that's disgusted by that. Disgusted and turned on. He moves his hand into my knickers, almost relieved to find everything he expects to find there. Oh, his fingers start to explore me. Oh, but he's making a hash of it, and I'm in control here. This is my game. I started this, so I set the rules. I throw him onto the floor, pulling his trousers and shorts off, lifting his t-shirt over his head. Ooh, I pull off my French knickers, lift my skirt, slowly lower my wet pussy onto his erect dick. Slowly down. Oh, he groans and pulls a face that suggests he's about to come. Oof, not yet, my lovely, I say. There are things I'm going to do to you. With that, he throws thrusts deep inside me. Oh, takes my breath away. Oh, I suddenly wonder who's in control here. We move together, panting and groaning. Then I grab the rope, which I'd hidden under the sofa, and raising his hands over his head, tie them together, then around the foot of the sofa. The look of surprise in his eyes gives me a surge of power. This boy is going to get the surprise of his life. I call out to Louise, who all the while has been upstairs in the bedroom. She appears in the doorway, naked. Her huge, firm breasts with erect nipples and shaved cunt. She loves this. She loves the power we have over these boys. The look on their face when they realize that not only are they going to get the first mature fuck of their life, but that they're also going to have their first threesome. Instantly, his cock hardens. Oh, he arches as he comes. Oh, the very thought of it, the very sight of Louise standing naked in the doorway. Ooh, while I rock gently backwards and forwards on him, makes him shoot off. But he's not getting away with it that easily. He groans and looks at me, smiling sheepishly. He doesn't know what's gonna happen, and I love that. Louise moves into the room without speaking, and while I take his dick in my mouth to get him in the mood again, she straddles his face, her lips wide and moist, slowly lowering herself onto his mouth. Instantly, he's hard again. My word, big boy, I think. The stamina of the young. That's why I love this so much. Takes my husband a week to get hard, but here, this boy, having squirted his juices deep into me just moments ago, now hard again and ready for action. And so, as he works his tongue inside Louise, oh, I lower myself back onto him. Muffled groan emanates from Louise's pussy. The back door slams. What the fuck? He's supposed to be in Scotland. But no, he's back. Louise and I jump up and panic flashes over his face. He starts to wriggle, trying to pull his hands free, but the rope is tight, and all he succeeds in doing is pulling the sofa nearer him. Louise knows what to do. I run upstairs while she slides herself down him, straddling his now limp dick. He's still writhing around, trying to get free, whispering, "Untie me, let me go." She reaches forward and kisses him hard, muffling his shouts. Then he walks into the room, his eyes agog at this view of his neighbor naked, straddling this young man. Suddenly, as if surprised, she sits up and looks round, bashfully covering her firm breasts. He doesn't know what to say, but he's erect and aroused. He wonders where I am, but wants desperately to have a piece of this. His lust overcomes his rational thought, and without a word, pulls down his trousers, and slowly moving Louise off the boy, pushes her towards the sofa, takes her from behind. She groans loudly as he enters her. I can't believe my eyes.